For USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
We welcome you back to the program, everybody. Time to get going with another hour, cranking up the money advice on the Bucket Strategy Investing program. We got more of the best in money strategies, money information just ahead. Professor Rick Plum, he's our main brain trust advisor. Here with me again, I'm Johnny Dean. We're here from Lucia Capital Group, ready to start the program, or at least this hour of the program. Topics, phone calls, emails, all coming up. If you want to take part in the discussion, if you got a money question of any kind, you can call us right now. Lines are open, 877-PLANNER. Let's say it again. 877-752-6637. If you want to add to the thick stack of emails we'll be reading on the show this hour, you just go over to wealthed.com, click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. We'll read and answer them here on the show. Professor Rick Plum, certified financial planner. He's back again with me from Lucia Capital Group. We try on this show to deliver the strategies that are right for you, helping you to get through retirement. If you need to talk to an advisor off the air, I would suggest you should. You can always call Professor Plum or anyone at Lucia Capital Group. Their off-air number, 800-644-1150. You find out if your individual retirement goals and needs are being met. This is not something you should try to do on your own. Let the Brain Trust help you with your own plan. They've got access to a network of Brain Trust advisors all across the country. Give them a call. Off-air number, 800-644-1150. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. This close.
You're working on it. We'll get you through it one of these times.
I don't know what's that. There's just something in there. Is something in the air? I don't know what I'm doing here. Anyway, okay. 877-752-6637. We will get to some more of your emails in just a little bit. I want to talk for a second, though, Professor Plum, while we wait for some folks to call, about strategy and about, I guess, people's sort of way of thinking when it comes to what they have in their portfolios.
Or what they want in their portfolios. They get excited about the investment, and they see something or they hear about something and they're like, wow, should I be using that? And they look at the investment without looking at why do they need it? Does it fit in what they're trying to accomplish?
So what sort of things, we don't have to get specific about the actual things, but I mean, when somebody hears about an investment, what would be an example maybe of somebody hearing about something? Like what, commodities? Or
well, just anything that's done well lately a lot of times. But do you need more of that? And so people get excited about the investment without looking at how it's, do they already have enough of those investments? Do they, and they see a mutual fund, an ETF or something, I really want to buy that. But they 89% of their portfolio is already in growth investments. And so to buy that one, they would have to sell something over here, but they don't. They just take their cash and buy that. Now they're even more overloaded in an area that they probably were overloaded with before. So instead of looking at the strategy and saying, I need investments that do this for me, that for me, or this other thing, they just get excited about an investment and say, wow, I want to buy that. And they just buy it without any need. And that's what one of the primary reasons we see so many of these hybrid annuities being sold. Wow, that sounds so exciting. I want that.
Yeah, it's sort of like
it doesn't fit anything they're trying to accomplish.
Well, and that's the thing, and I could see that. You could sense that. It's sort of like going to an electronics store for some people, and they look at it and they say, "Oh, I got to have that. What is it? I don't know, but it really looks cool, and it looks like it's something new."
Somebody goes to the TV store and buys the 80-inch TV, and they live in an 800-square-foot apartment. And the TV isn't really, it's too big. You can't even see it very well because it's designed for further depth that you have to sit further back from it. But if you sit further back from it, you're in the other, your neighbor's apartment and you can't see the TV. The TV was really cool, but it doesn't fit your world.
That's good. Go on. And
that's all I got. Well,
that's
sorry.
It. That's all you got. Okay. Well, that's not bad. And you can see what we're saying. It's the allure of something that looks really hot right now. So what they come to you and they'll say, look, they'll say, hey, is this? I heard about this particular investment. I heard about this particular ETF. Or what about this sector?
Or more likely, have you heard about this incredible investment? It does everything. It waxes your car. It'll cure cancer. It'll do everything that, and you can buy it today with just no money out of your pocket.
See, I got to think that people spend a lot of time on things like gold and silver and oil and things like that that they hear advertised that other people have been able to pitch and sell fairly regularly.
All right.
For doing this.
And they're buying the sizzle. They're without actually looking to see, is there even any stake under there? They're just buying the sizzle. And whether or not the sizzle's even real or not is the big issue.
Now,
so we have to look at what is it doing for you. It may be a great investment. John Dean may have found something that fits his portfolio perfect and does exactly what he needs it to do for him, and it's the greatest thing for him. It buys him peace of mind. It does what he wants it to do. But I don't have the same needs, and so that same investment isn't going to work the same way for me. Will it be appropriate for what I'm trying to accomplish? I don't know. Does it meet my needs? Just because it did a great job for John doesn't mean it's going to do a great job for me, because I have different needs. And so we have to then get away from what is the sizzle of this particular investment, and does it meet the needs that you're looking at? And do you even know the needs that you have? Do you even know what you're supposed to be looking for? And unfortunately, that's the biggest issue. We have no idea what our strategy is. And when we don't have a strategy, everything looks really good. Because, ooh, that's doing well. I like that. Ooh, it's like looking at a menu. And, you forget that you're on a certain diet, you're allergic to certain things. Ooh, that looks really good. And you get things that really don't do well for you.
Yeah.
And so you've got to then figure out what it is that you need and find the appropriate types of investments for your needs.
877-PLANNER, our number, if you've got questions, comments, concerns, 877-752-6637. We got lines open for you right now. So sometimes you have people who say, I'm really worried. We had a caller last hour. She didn't say she was really worried, but she says, well, what happens if the economy goes into the tank? What happens if, everything just goes down? She had mentioned the dollar going down, which I
50%.
To me would indicate that we've got an overheated economy, and that
but
either way, does thinking like that tend to cloud people's judgment sometimes?
Well, fear always clouds our judgment,
and that's how a lot of things get sold, by the way.
Oh,
fear.
We have to use something. If you're a salesperson, you have to get the person you're talking to off their comfort zone. They're not going to move and buy anything if they're comfortable with everything they have. So you have to instill either one of the two most basic emotions that we have, fear or greed. You have to apply for that. And you have to get that individual off of their comfort zone to get them to buy what you want. Now, there's several ways to get people to do the right thing. Sometimes they need to be pushed into away from where they're at, that they're comfortable with, which may be completely wrong. And we see this quite a bit where somebody comes to do some retirement planning. They're 95% in growth investments and they're getting ready to retire next week, but they like their growth investments. They don't want to give up any potential return. Of course, they also don't want to lose any money either. And they want to start taking a distribution from their portfolio, which those things don't go together very well. So we have to be able to help them understand that you can't, to get the income stability that you want, you got to give up some of the growth potential, because there's too much volatility in it. So there's different things that are going on here. But unfortunately, just a straight salesperson is going to work on one or two things, greed or fear. They're going to make you fearful about something, which means you have to move from where you're at, or they're going to make you greedy about something, and your individual investments don't have that.
Or they'll put both of them together.
True.
We've seen that as well.
You can get an incredible rate of return with no risk. No, you can't. That doesn't work.
You never could, by the way.
No,
never
there was
could.
Always. Yeah, I mean, no. Now the returns are relative.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you know.
Okay, so now if you project and you say if somebody said, well, 5% guaranteed, no risk whatsoever. Well, today that doesn't fly.
What's my time horizon?
Well,
you can get
there
that.
You
just have to lock it up for a long time.
Well, then you still have the risk of the company that's underlying that.
Yeah, even the federal government's not issuing 5 percenters right now.
No, no.
You know, the 30-year Treasury's in the 2 range.
It's in the 2 range, and
high
it's
twos
probably
right now.
not gonna do that. So the point of all this, Professor Plum, is that the first thing you need to ask yourself is not is this particular investment a good idea? Why don't I have this in my portfolio? It's more a question of what are my goals? Are my individual goals being met by what I have?
Right. And what do I need to fill the different parts of my strategy? If I'm 29 years old and I'm looking at retirement funds, then probably 100% of my money can be in growth investments. If I'm 69 years old, I'm probably not going to be able to have 100% of my money in growth investments. Now, unless I already have more pension and Social Security than I'm ever going to be able to spend on any given year.
And you're investing for heirs or something.
Then I have, but even at that point, I may not want to be 100% invested in growth assets, because maybe I don't want to see my portfolio from a gut check standpoint. Don't want to see my portfolio go down.
Well, then once again, it goes back to what are your goals? What's the whole point of this?
And that's what, if anybody starts a pitch by saying, I have an investment for you, and they don't know anything about you, that's somebody to say, thank you, no, I'm going this way, away from you. Strategy first, and then fill the strategy with the appropriate investments.
Strategy first approach, that's what we talk about. That's why we are Bucket Strategy Investing. The strategy comes first, before the investing. Okay, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We got room on the phones, 877-PLANNER. If you've got questions, we'll be taking your calls when we come back. Emails, we'll get to those as well at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, we're coming right back.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are 3 critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle
hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process. It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Give us a call, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We do have some lines open for you right now. Emails, we'll get to those in just a couple of seconds, our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. We do get calls from people who are afraid all the time, Professor Plum. They're afraid of world events. They're afraid of imagined things happening. They're afraid of the, you know, dollar being worthless. They're afraid of stock market cratering down to 3,000. They're afraid
of... What a buying opportunity that would be.
Well, there
whether
you
you're talking about the S&P or the Dow, geez.
I mean, well, either one. But I mean, there's nothing but fear out there among people who are being told they're afraid, you know, that Social Security isn't going to be there. They're afraid that there's no money left for any of this stuff, for whatever reason. You know, they've been lied to. But people will believe it.
Well, and it's because we are, by nature, emotional individuals and greed and fear and all that. And it's difficult to look at things, you know, what did a dollar buy 100 years ago?
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah, oh, I've heard that.
It's worth only a penny compared to a dollar. Yeah, but my penny today buys me a lot more than a dollar bought me in 1916.
What does a penny buy today?
I don't know. Not even a piece of gum, really. But it didn't, you know. It's just... I could do so much more today with that dollar than I could do with a dollar back then.
Oh, of course. Yeah, with the dollar. Absolutely. And, of course, you know, the amount of time that we have that takes to earn a dollar isn't nearly what it took way back in, you know, 1916.
We're a lot more productive.
16.
And as far, but, you know, back then there was, you know, there was a gold standard. The dollar was backed by something. Now it's backed by the full faith and credit of the government, the U.S. government. And as long as they have the ability to make dollars,
they've always got dollars.
Ones and zeros on a computer, we're going to have dollars.
That's
all
there
is. As long as we believe in the U.S. government, we have no problem.
Yes, and there is no reason not to believe in it because they will always give you the only thing. If you took a $5 bill up to the window at the Fed and you asked for something in return, the only thing they'll give you is five ones. That's it.
Yeah, well, that's good they give you. They don't have quarters there.
No, but it used to be. You used to be able to turn in, you know, turn it in for gold. Problem is, of course, when you're on that stupid gold standard is, oh, you had little things like depressions happening. Yes. The only thing that got us out of those depressions was getting off the gold standard. Anyway, folks, just stay calm, all right? Stay rational. Everything is going to be fine. I think most people, for the most part, agree that everything's going to be fine. But just, you know. Be rational about the whole thing. Okay, 877-PLANNER. If you want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com. Cole in San Diego, California. Let's see. I've been maxing out my Roth for the past several years. Excuse me. This year I was able to put $6,500 because I turned 50, which is a nice bonus. Question, if I max out my Roth, does that mean that I can no longer contribute to a traditional IRA for this year? Or is there a separation between Roth and traditional? Another question, my employer will offer a Roth 401 option starting next year. If I max the Roth IRA, am I shut out of contributing to the 401k? Maybe you can tell me what the benefits of a Roth 401 are that I don't get in a regular Roth IRA. Thank you for your time. So quite a few questions from Cole in San Diego.
All right, let's go back to the very first one. If I max out my Roth, does this mean that I can no longer contribute to a traditional IRA? Yes, if you max out $6,500. Same thing happened last year when you were less than 50 years of age. When you maxed out your Roth IRA last year, that maxed out your ability to put any more money into IRAs. Roth IRAs are part of the IRA contribution limit. The IRA contribution limit is $5,500 if you're under 50, $6,500 if you're 50 or older. That's an IRA limit. I can do a combination of traditional and Roth as long as I don't go over that $5,500, $6,500 number. If I put $6,500 into a Roth IRA, I'm at my max contribution for IRAs, for my IRAs. That means no room left for traditional IRAs. So I cannot do a traditional IRA if I've already put $6,500 into my Roth IRA. Now, so there is a coordination between that limit between traditional and Roth. That's your IRA, traditional or Roth combination, however you want to do it. Split it up any way you want, as long as the total between the two of them does not exceed $6,500 if you're 50 or older, $5,500 if you're under 50. So you've maxed out your Roth, no traditional IRA for you. That's it.
Well, yeah, because Roth or traditional really is just more the future tax treatment or current tax treatment of the Roth. It's a different characterization, I mean, of the IRA. Each one
they're
is
different
its own
accounts,
IRA.
But it's
an they're both
IRAs.
Yes.
They're traditional IRA, Roth IRA, but the key factor there is still IRA. It's still your IRA. Now, there's difference in tax treatment. There's difference in the accounts, but there's no difference in the limit. It's $6,500 for 50 and older, under 50, it'll be $5,500. That's it. Do one or the other or a combination, but don't exceed that limit.
Now, Cole's employer is going to be offering a Roth 401k option. His other question is, if I max the Roth IRA, am I shut out of contributing to the 401k? Well, now you have two different types of accounts here.
And you have two different limits. You have the ability to contribute to your IRA world up to the $5,500, $6,500 limit. You have the ability, assuming you have enough income, to contribute to the 401k world. You thought a $1,000 bonus for being 50 on the IRA was nice. You get a $6,000 catch-up provision on the 401k, so you can go to $24,000 of contributions in the 401k. And whether you do the 401k or not doesn't affect. If you put $6,500 into the Roth, fine. If you put it, you know, $24,000 into the 401k. In fact, putting money into the traditional side of the 401k can actually help some people become eligible to put money into a Roth IRA. It brings their income down. It brings their adjusted gross income to a point where they may get under the $184,000 limit to be able to contribute directly to a Roth. So they are separate limits for 401k and Roths. And you mm-hmm. can do the full amount now that you're 50 or will be 50. $24,000 is your limit on the 401k. Now, what advantage does the Roth 401k have over a Roth IRA? One advantage, the limit. $6,500 is your limit on the Roth IRA. $24,000 is your limit on the Roth 401k. Now the question is, should you do that? Should you change your contribution from a traditional 401k, which is tax deductible, to a Roth 401k, which is not tax deductible, but ultimately tax-free in the end? And that depends on you and how you've already structured your life. You're 50 years of age. If you are in a high tax bracket and you don't already have a huge tax-deferred portfolio, you're probably going to be better off still with the tax-deductible traditional 401k and the Roth IRA rather than all in the Roth world. Now, if you've got $2, $3, $4, $5 million already built up in tax-deferred accounts and you're going to have pensions when you retire, building up the 401k with the Roth side of the equation may make a lot of sense. But it's a matter of, what am I saving in taxes today if I do the traditional IRA? And then what am I going to pay when that money comes out when I'm retired? What am I saving? What am I paying? If I'm saving more than I'm projected to pay, I'm going to still do the traditional side of the 401k. If I'm saving less than what I'll pay in the future because I have lots of pensions, lots of deferred money and all that, then I'm going to do the Roth. So that's the way we look at doing it.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too. You have somebody who makes, say, $200,000 a year, a married couple, and they haven't put any money into their 401k. Well, they decide, okay, I'm going to put $18,000 in my 401k. Well, guess what? Their income now is lower than the 184,000, where before they were shut out of contributing to a Roth IRA.
They were over the 194, no Roth, now they can do it.
Now they can do it. They had no access to a contributory Roth IRA. They put their money into the 401k, they put the max in.
Voila!
Voila! You've got an extra $6,500 or $55, depending on how old you are, contribute directly into your Roth directly. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877 Planner, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. You want to get on board right now, 877-752-6637. We've got room for you on the phones. Here to answer your questions, the Brain Trust from Lucia Capital Group, as we are every day, ready to talk to you about money, strategy, etc. And speaking of strategy and money and maybe some things that you probably haven't heard before. And that's what you're going to get at the Fall Alternative Retirement Strategies Workshops presented by Lucia Capital Group. We've got a couple more coming up where you can meet Professor Plum in person, and I'm sure you'd like to do that and learn all about alternative investment retirement strategies. The next one is in San Diego. That's Saturday, September 17th, 9 o'clock in the morning, followed by Las Vegas, Nevada. That's on October 1st, and on Saturday, October 8th, Phoenix, Arizona. Those will be the next three, San Diego, Las Vegas, Phoenix. We have others after that. If you want to check where and sign up, it's all free. You go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Learn about alternative investments, how they may or may not fit into your portfolio. In many cases, Professor Plum, alternative investments can fit somewhere in somebody's portfolio. And I think all too often, people either don't know about them or they've completely just rejected them for whatever reason.
Well, the fact that they don't know about them, when they hear about them, they think, well, since I haven't heard about them, they must be bad. Well, no, there's different things. And the world is a little different today than it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. So what used to work for our grandparents may or may not work for us. And we may have to find alternative ways of dealing with the economic conditions that we face.
Yeah, and to just consider stocks, bonds, and cash in your portfolio. I mean, a lot of generic portfolios are put together that way, where, you got a 60-40 mix. You got a 60-30-10 mix of whatever it is. You know, we've got some stocks for your growth. We got some bonds for your quote-unquote, safety, I guess, and some cash for whatever other purposes that you might need. But, there should be some other elements of your portfolio.
The idea is to create income and somehow try to change the risk profile of your portfolio so that it is less volatile. And that's the bottom line. Create that stream of income, the ability to take a retirement income, and also maintain it and let's have less portfolio volatility if possible.
Yeah, and some people look at alternative investments and they say, well, that sounds a little risky to me. Sounds like I'd be adding more risk to my portfolio than I should.
And it doesn't necessarily mean you're adding more risk. It's a different kind of risk in many respects. And you can take different types of risk and put them together and create a less volatile portfolio. Just because you're introducing a different type of volatility doesn't mean that it's going to increase the overall volatility of the portfolio. In fact, in many cases, it can reduce the overall volatility of what you're trying to achieve by introducing a different type of investment that acts totally different than what you already have.
Yeah. All right. If you want to sign up, you should. You should meet Professor Plum, learn all about these alternative investments, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. San Diego, Las Vegas, Phoenix, the next three workshops. And as I said, other cities will follow between then and sometime right around Thanksgiving, which isn't all that far away. Okay, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Get on board with some money questions if you have them. We got room on the phones for you right now. 877-752-6637. Emails at wealthed.com. Let's see, Guy in Houston, Texas. I am 32, and I'm thinking about purchasing index universal life insurance instead of term. But the way they're presenting it seems too good to be true. I just want to know what the risks are and how do I know if it's right for me or not. This is Guy, and we're talking about Index Universal Life Insurance.
Well, there's nothing wrong with Index Universal Life Insurance. It's just that it may or may not be the right thing for you. You know, it's like any other cash value policy. The difference between Index Universal and Whole Life is the rate of return potential for the cash value buildup. The cash value buildup is going to be based on the return of an index, and then you'll get an interest payment up to some cap. Caps are usually higher in life insurance than they are in annuities, and you can probably do 4-5% on average during the accumulation, maybe a little more during the accumulation phase. But the idea is, do you need and can you afford a permanent cash value policy? Unfortunately, I've seen people say you should do this instead of a Roth IRA. I don't believe that. My opinion is you do the Roth IRA first. You satisfy your insurance need with term, and you do your 401k. You do your Roth IRA. You do those types of savings first. Now, if you are in a high tax bracket, you have maxed out your Roth IRA, if you're even eligible to do it. You've maxed out your 401k. Your spouse has done the same thing. You have excess cash flow each and every year, and you're projected to be able to commit to a funding level. And you design the policy not with the most death benefit you can get, but with the least death benefit necessary to satisfy a non-modified endowment contract. Then it can make a lot of sense. That didn't make any sense at all. Sorry about that.
Sounded like a motorcycle going through the studio. I don't think I've heard that before. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, being a motorhead, that's the way things work.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's for Guy. Have you fully done your 401k? Have you fully done your Roth IRA? Do you have excess cash flow? And at 32, I'm expecting you to have a long-term time horizon for this need. If you say yes to that, then having some Index Universal Life can make some sense, can make a lot of sense, especially the higher the tax bracket you're in, the more you can fund into it. But if you have not done all the things I just mentioned, then it's not an appropriate thing for you to do first. Cover the insurance need with term. Now, at some point, you may say, well, I've gotten to a point where I can start funding this cash value policy. I've maxed out all these other areas. Take a portion of your, you know, bring down your term policy. Instead of $1 million of term, maybe you do 750 of term and 250 of IUL, or some combination of the two. It's rare, and so far I've never seen it, where 100% of your life insurance need is covered by an IUL or any kind of permanent cash value policy.
877-PLANNER, some lines open for you, 877-752-6637. Another email from, this one just came in a little bit ago, from Joy in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm retired from the U.S. Postal Service and receive a pension of $2,600 a month. I currently have 28 Social Security credits. If I went back to work and earned an additional 12 credits, would I be able to collect Social Security in addition to my USPS pension? I'm 61 years old and married. That's Joy.
So Joy must be retired with the CSRS pension, Civil Service Retirement System, not the FERS, the newer one for people hired in 1984 or later, Federal Employee Retirement System. What's the difference? Well, CSRS individuals did not pay into Social Security. And because of that, they don't have their 40 credits. They don't get a Social Security benefit. People that worked in the FERS system with the federal government and the postal services there paid into Social Security and into their retirement system, and they get both pensions. Now, if Joy goes back to work and earns 12 more credits within Social Security, which means she's going to work at least 3 more years, because you can only earn 4 credits in any given year, she would be eligible for a Social Security benefit. It won't be the same amount of benefit with somebody else that has only 40, the same exact 40 credits of work history that she has, that doesn't have the pension from the Postal Service. They will get one Social Security benefit. But because she has this pension from work not covered by Social Security, she's going to have an offset. The windfall elimination provision will reduce the ultimate Social Security benefit that she's going to get. So is it worth going back to work for 3 more years to get a couple hundred bucks a month? Maybe. It'd be nice to have that cover my Medicare premium. So take a look at what you would potentially earn over the next 3 years, and put that into an equation from Social Security. Go onto the mysocialsecurity.com and do a projection and say, I'm going to continue working. I'm going to retire. There's what-if scenarios you can play in there. And say, this is my benefit. Now, the benefit that the Social Security website shows does not include the offset. So if you're looking at it, look at the benefit. If it's less than $700 a month, which I'm guessing it would be, cut it by 55%. And that's the benefit you would be eligible for working 3 more years. Now you can make a determination. Do I want to work for that benefit? And if the answer is yes, by all means, go back and get the 12 more credits. I think that the earnings over those 3 years are going to help you as much or more than the Social Security, but it would be nice to have Social Security and the Medicare get paid for by my Social Security benefit, or at least partially paid for by my Social Security benefit, even if it's only a couple $100 a month, $100 a month.
Now, if you're thinking that I'm not sure it's worth that $100 a month, and besides, I'm really not that keen on going back to work, you might want to consider,
don't bother. But yes, you would be able to get both the pension and a Social Security benefit, but it will not be the full Social Security benefit that is projected on the website, or that would be projected on the benefit statement that you receive. Because those projections do not know about the pension you're receiving. And you would have to reduce it by the windfall elimination provision.
Yes. And if you don't know how to do that, wait till you get your Social Security check and it'll be done for you.
Yeah, but basically, if it's less than $700 a month projected at full retirement age, cut it by 55%. If it's more than that, cut
about
it by
$420. Yeah, $420, I think is what it was. All right, 877-PLANNER. We got a couple more emails to get to, but some room on the phones for you. We got trivia coming up. We'll also tell you exactly what's happening on this program tomorrow. I shouldn't say exactly, because we're never really sure ourselves, but the idea of what's coming up tomorrow. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plumb, 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn, because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store or staples.com for details.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Ah, 877-PLANNER, get on board right now. We only got a few minutes left in the hour. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. Talking about Bucket Strategy Investing, helping you out with your strategy. And speaking of strategy, we're going to talk a little bit more about strategy tomorrow on this program. And it has to do with strategies for accumulation and distribution. I see this ignored just all the time, Professor Plum. They, you know, people tell you, okay, you work to get to your retirement number. This is what you're going to do. How much do you need at retirement? Work to get to that number. We'll help you get there. And maybe you get there. Let's say you do. And then they say, okay, there you go. Good luck to you.
Well, let's just say continue doing minor tweaks, but we'll do the same thing after retirement as we did to get to retirement.
Right. So you've had, let's call it a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds, or 60-40, 60-30, 10 of stocks, bonds, and cash, because that's easy to do. And so you still got that. So here's what you do now. You've reached your retirement number. Why don't you just slice off a section of each, live off of that money. We'll rebalance, make it all nice, and keep it all in perspective. I'll just punch a couple numbers on a computer here, and you're going to be all set, and that's all we need to do.
We'll keep you balanced.
We'll keep you balanced. We're going to use the same strategy that we use for accumulation, and never mind whether that was right for you or not. We're going to use that same strategy to make sure that you get your money. And you come back and you say, well, wait a minute now. You know, the markets were down the last couple months. You've been taking money out of this portfolio of mine that's been going down in value.
Oh, but don't worry. Statistical regression analysis says that you have an 84% chance of not outliving your money. Making your
That's
money.
That's what they'll say. They'll say you have a non-64% chance of not disallowing yourself to not outlive your money. There. Now walk away. Get out of my office. Don't come back and talk to me anymore.
Tea time in a half hour.
Exactly. No. The whole point here is this, that there are different strategies for the accumulation phase, all right, which speaks for itself. And then these different strategy for the distribution phase of your retirement. Once you get your money, what do you do with it? How do you make sure that it lasts? And we've seen this with athletes all the time. We see this because, you know, they wind up getting a $16, $18, $20 million signing bonus, or $17
million. Don't know who you're talking about there.
I don't know who I'm talking about either. Give or take, $100,000. And, how long is this going to last? How do you distribute that money? So you don't have $17 million, but, you know, you've built it up where you got yourself a nice, whatever it is, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $1 million. I don't care. whatever your number was.
Whatever the number is, and you've got to make it last.
You've got to make it last.
As long as you last.
Exactly. And you've got to be able to make it last regardless of what happens in the markets, because you don't want to have to take a cut and pay simply because the markets did what the markets do from time to time.
And they will go down.
They will go down. And they won't go down, you know, they won't go up just because you need them to that year.
They won't necessarily, you know, give you a sign that they're going to drop the next day, the next week, the next year. You just have to accept the fact that they will,
exactly.
And you don't know when.
And you don't know when and how, et cetera. So the only thing you can do is be prepared for it when it does happen. And that's where the strategy comes into place. So we'll talk about that tomorrow, although we covered it pretty well today,
yeah.
I think. 877 Planner.
Trivia.
Trivia time. This one comes from Fitch Ratings. Oh, boy, that was close.
One of the big ratings companies out there.
Yeah, it is. One of the top four or five. We've seen the value of that. As of June 30th, 2016, there was $11.7 trillion, U.S. dollars, of sovereign debt that carries with it a negative yield. That is to say, id est, global debt investors loaned multiple governments money with the guarantee that they will receive back less than what they loaned. Countries issuing negative yield debt include Japan, Germany, Sweden, Denmark, and Switzerland.
Yeah. Don't think it'll happen here, but that's what's happening overseas in other areas. Their interest rates are even lower than ours, even so much so that they have a minus sign in front of them.
Who would?
Yeah, why would you loan money? Why would you buy something like that? Why would you buy a CD that said, give us $100,000, we guarantee we'll give you back $99,000 a year from now?
Yeah, and
just
for
put
what?
It in
for
your
nothing.
Mattress.
Well, that's the whole
because everything else that they have is going to give them
that.
Even less.
The whole reason is to say, that's a subtle way of saying don't lend us any money.
Yeah, but the people are still buying it.
Well, I don't know why. That's the whole question. Why they would be doing that? But anyway, that's the whole point. There was another fear somebody had here. You know, well, we're going to have negative interest rates in this country. You know, there's going to be a tax on your savings account, which nobody's ever really brought up with any seriousness, and it's not going to happen here because the Fed is created to allow that not to happen.
But there's a lot of savings accounts out there, money market accounts right now, that are paying zero, nothing, not a zilch. And people are leaving their money there.
They're leaving their money there because they know it'll still be there when they walk in the door the next day.
A dollar is still a dollar.
It's
not a dollar and a penny, it's just a dollar, but still a dollar.
It's still, exactly. So, hey, look, if you're looking to give money your money to a country where you're guaranteed, in this case, to lose some kind of value. Well, now if you did that, is there any kind of loss you could take? Because if you had a gain from the interest rate that they paid, I would think that there would be a negative tax on a negative gain.
I do not know the tax situations in those countries. There would be the possibility potentially in the U.S. if you have a CD or something that, you know, is in a bank that matures or is taken over and you receive less back than you started, there's a loss potential there.
I would think so. And if I took money and I see if I invested German bonds or something like that and I make money off of those German bonds.
You pay taxes on those earnings.
I pay taxes in the U.S. on those earnings.
Right. Now, what they're talking about, this was denominated in dollars, this trivia factor, but it wasn't talking about U.S. investors.
No,
it's talking about global investors.
I get that. But they're talking about everybody, you know, who just in terms of U.S. dollars. I just wondered if I gave one of these countries my money and they guaranteed to give me a negative interest rate, if I could actually just say, okay, that's a loss.
But it may not be a loss because maybe the currency changed and those 99.
And if the currency changes, I'm out of luck, aren't I?
Depends on which way it goes. You could get back more value than you put into it even after the currency exchange, because over there it's denominated in different currency.
See, it would be just my luck. I do that just for the tax write-off. It'd be just my luck. The currency would change.
Don't do it just for the tax write-off.
No, I'm not going to do it at all. No, thank you. Anyway, if you're looking to invest money and lose it, I suppose those are the countries that you want to do.
If you're looking to depreciate your money, just go buy a car.
Okay, there you go. As soon as you drive off the lot, you've lost some money. Okay, we're out of time for today. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Plum, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors all across the country at their off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Talk to them about your retirement strategy. Get one if you don't have one. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.